With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A man's in custody and will face attempted murder and arson charges following an early morning fire at the Pennsylvania governor's mansion. According to the Pennsylvania State Police, firefighters responded to the Harrisburg residence of Governor Josh Shapiro around 2 a.m. Shapiro says his family was home at the time but were able to escape unharmed. Pennsylvania State Police say it was an act of arson. Authorities say the man in custody is 38-year-old Cody Balmer of Harrisburg. A judge relaxes a ban preventing DOGE from accessing Treasury Department information.
The judge who had issued the ban will allow one DOGE worker to access sensitive payment and data systems under certain conditions. The worker must complete training that Treasury employees typically go through before being given such access and submit a financial disclosure report. The ruling came in a lawsuit over privacy issues and concerns about protecting such sensitive information as Social Security and bank account numbers. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Also at SRNNews.com, Iran and the United States agree to meet again next Saturday in Oman for the second round of talks. And President Trump's growing concern, Tehran's nuclear program.
His ultimate goal and the ultimate objective is to ensure that Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon. The president believes in diplomacy, direct talks, talking directly in the same room in order to achieve that goal. But he's made it very clear to the Iranians, and his national security team will as well, that all options are on the table.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Envoys from both Washington and Tehran met Saturday for 2 hours in talks the Trump administration described as promising. This is SRN News. Americans ponder the right to deny service, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Should a Christian baker, for instance, be forced to make a cake for a gay wedding? A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 83% of Democrats and 56% of independent voters say yes, the baker must make that cake. 65% of Republicans say no. Majorities of most major religious groups also say yes, the baker must make the cake. Most white evangelical Protestants, though, say no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is moving to bar all missionaries. International Christian Concern says new laws going to affect May 1st will make it a crime for any foreigner to share the faith inside China or establish any kind of religious organization. The Communist Party says its ban on missionaries is necessary to preserve state security. China is in the midst of a multi-year crackdown on Christianity. This is SRN News. GOP Chairman Michael Whatley believes Republicans will buck the trend and increase their majorities in next year's midterm elections, partly because Democrats have failed to take a lesson from 2024.
You know, the Democratic Party orthodoxy right now is open borders, inflationary spending, men and women's locker rooms. That's it. That's what they're running on. And as long as that's their formula, they're going to continue to lose elections.
He says the Democrats fail to resonate with most American voters.
They do not really have that voice in the wilderness that Bill Clinton was back, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s for the Democrats, trying to get them back into the center where the American people were. Nobody right now is waving that flag within the Democratic Party.
Whatley was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Top advisor to President Trump says the administration's tariffs are working. Made the comments on Meet the Press. More details at SRNNews.com.